This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make your operational.
Indeed. This is where you go when you want to take your AR-15 and turn it into something else altogether. OperationParts.com. Politics, it is said, makes for very curious bedfellows, and the long-standing relationship between Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and presidential advisor and confidant Valerie Jarrett is a curious one. Indeed. It has become curiouser and curiouser with the news that Jarrett is moving into Obama's D.C. home, which is to serve as the nerve center to the resistance to the presidency of Donald Trump. As the Daily Mail reports, Barack Obama is turning his new home in the posh Calorama section of the nation's capital, just 2 miles away from the White House, into the nerve center of the mounting insurgency against his successor, President Donald J. Trump. Obama's goal, according to a close family friend, is to oust Trump from the presidency, either by forcing his resignation or through his impeachment. I'm going to give you my thoughts on that in just a second. He's being aided in his political crusade by his longtime consigliere, Valerie Jarrett, who has moved into the 8,200-square-foot, $5.3 million Calorama mansion with the former president and Michelle Obama, longtime best friends. Jarrett played a vital, if at times low-key, role in the Obama presidency. She lived in the White House, dined with the Obamas, and helped shape his domestic and foreign policies. That is a bit of an understatement, actually. Hillary Clinton sought to be the first female president of the United States, but had she won, she would not have been the first female to occupy and control the Oval Office. That honor arguably goes to Valerie Jarrett, former senior advisor to Obama. Jarrett, born in Iran to American parents, has been with the Obamas since her days as deputy chief of staff in the office of Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley, the younger. She hired Michelle Obama, then Michelle Robinson, to fill an opening in the mayor's office. As coming from WikiLeaks, we get the beginning of a long relationship coming from them. In 1991, as deputy chief of staff to Mayor Richard Daley, Jarrett interviewed Michelle Robinson for an opening in the mayor's office, after which she immediately offered Robinson the job. Michelle Robinson asked for time to think and also asked Jarrett to meet Robinson's fiancé, Barack Obama. The three ended up meeting for dinner. After the dinner, Michelle took the job at the mayor's office, and Valerie Jarrett reportedly took the couple under her wing and introduced them to a wealthier and better connected Chicago than their own. Jarrett later told Michelle with her, or took Michelle with her when Jarrett left the mayor's office to head Chicago's Department of Planning and Development. And the rest, as they say, is history. Not only did Jarrett become a mentor to the young Obama, she also became what Investors Business Daily called Obama's Rasputin, someone who had more security than our personnel in Benghazi. She received more protection than our Libyan ambassador and calls the president by his first name and dines and vacations with the first family and has had the power to call off 3 airstrikes against Osama bin Laden, or 3 strikes. I'm not sure whether they were air or just whatever, but she called them off. That's some impressive power. Coming from the Daily Mail, we get Ambassador Chris Stevens did not have a Marine detail in Benghazi, Libya, but a White House senior advisor and Obama confidant, Valerie Jarrett, reportedly had a full Secret Service detail on vacation in Martha's Vineyard. She seems to have a 24-hour around-the-clock detail with 5 or 6 agents full-time, Democratic pollster Pat Caddell said in her interview recently with Breitbart News. If Stevens had had a similar escort, he'd probably be alive today. Such protection isn't usually available to senior advisors, but Jarrett is no ordinary advisor. Arguably, she has more influence over Obama than anyone, with the possible exception of Michelle Obama. As Investors Business Daily notes, her influence is shown by an account in Richard Miniter's book, Leading from Behind, The Reluctant President and the Advisors Who Decide for Him. It relates that at the urging of Jarrett, Obama canceled the operation to kill bin Laden on 3 occasions before finally approving the May 2, 2011 Navy SEAL mission. She was concerned about the possible political harm to Obama if the mission failed. Miniter writes that the president canceled the kill mission in January 2011, again in February, and a third time in March, in each instance at the urging of Jarrett. Miniter cites a source within the Joint Special Operations Command who had direct knowledge of the operation and its planning. Edward Klein, author of the best-selling book about Obama, The Amateur, once asked Obama if he ran every decision by Jarrett, and the president responded, "Absolutely." Klein is a former foreign editor of Newsweek and editor of the New York Times magazine. He describes Jarrett as ground zero in the Obama operation, the first couple's friend and consigliere. Her power and influence extended to staffing by the White House to a virtual veto power over foreign policy decisions, and she undoubtedly had significant input into Obama's Munich-like deal with Iran, which kicks the nuclear can down the road to assured detonation over Israel, which Iran continues to threaten to wipe off the map when it is not wishing death to America. Her influence over Obama, though, is legendary. We get this. The Iranian-born Jarrett is the only staff member who regularly follows the president home from the West Wing to the residence, and one of the few people allowed to call the president by his first name. Noam Scheiber, writing the November 9, 2014 New Republic, called Jarrett the Obama whisperer, noting her power and influence and the fear she instilled in other staffers. Even at this late date in the Obama presidency, there's no sure way to elicit paranoid whispers or armchair psychoanalysis from Democrats than to mention the name Valerie Jarrett. Party operatives, administration officials, they are shocked by her sheer longevity and marvel at her influence. When a longtime source was asked who left the Obama White House years ago for his impressions of Jarrett, he confessed that he was too fearful to speak, even off the record. That's not that irrational. Obama has said he consults Jarrett on every major decision, something current and former aides corroborate. Her role since she has been at the White House is one of the broadest and most expansive roles that I think has ever existed in the West Wing, said Anita Dunn, Obama's former communications director. Broader even than the role of running the West Wing. She was the one that sent Eric Holder to Ferguson. So, a lot of power, and now she's installed in the Washington, D.C. bunker of Obama as he plots and plans to try to get rid of our president. Isn't that nice? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring seal and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Does anybody really understand what Trump did the other day when he got out there and he said that Obama had wiretapped the White House, or wiretapped Trump Tower? Do you understand the full import of that charge? This has changed the political calculus on both sides. The mainstream media obsessively calls his charge unsupported by evidence and denigrates it as imprecise and incomplete. Yet, as Andrew McCarthy, a former assistant U.S. attorney, explains in National Review, while you weren't looking, the Democrat media election hacking narrative just collapsed. That narrative depends on a third prong, without the support of which the stool would collapse. The impression that the FBI has been feverishly investigating what is said to be Trump's campaign's collusion and what is said to be the Russian hacking of the election. This reporting is designed to get you saying to yourself, why would there be such a zealous investigation by FBI agents, in addition to several other intelligence and law enforcement agents, unless there really were grave reasons to believe the shocking election hacking conspiracy narrative? Thusly, the details about investigative activity have been leaked to the media. The press and the Democrats then exploit the leaks to spin the Trump complicity in Russian election hacking story. Seems not to matter how objectively ill-conceived the Russian election hacking claim is, or how woefully insufficient the purported Trump-Russia ties are to support an inference of campaign collusion in the hacking. That whole specter of an investigation, the breathless media reports of FISA court applications, wiretaps, surveillance of agents of a foreign power, and mysterious servers, painstaking analysis of shady financial transactions involving Russian banks and funding streams seems to make the outlandish conspiracy impossible to dismiss out of hand. But with his tweet that he put out about the wiretaps, Trump forced the purveyors of that narrative to fiercely deny that any wiretapping took place at the Trump Tower. So where did this information come from? How did they gather this information of the Trump-Russia collusion? So it has become a no-win situation for the president's enemies. Either they repudiate their narrative of the last several months about Russia, or they admit that under President Obama, a spying effort was launched against the candidate of the opposition party. Do you taste the flavor? Once again, Trump is playing roadrunner to the Dem media establishment's wild e coyote. His rash and unsupported tweet has decisively changed this game. Then there's this. There was an exchange on Fox News Sunday that may hint at a panic spreading among the Obama insiders. Attention should be given the following comment by Bob Woodward chatting with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, March 5th, in the belief that it helps explain the sheer desperation that afflicts the Obama camp, including its intelligence acolytes. Woodward, well, first of all, you've got to understand that as President Trump has this vast espionage establishment at his disposal, $50 billion a year plus, even in the CIA, they call him the first customer, so he can get the information he wants. He's the only one in the government. Is it more or less likely that former President Barack Obama knows full well that President Trump has, as Bob Woodward told Wallace, this vast espionage establishment at his disposal, including its files? Is it more likely or less likely that the former president would prefer that Trump not get his hands on those files? Is it more likely or less likely that the information in those files was artfully kept from the American people with the assistance of a compliant media, a media that employs the term adversary only when a Republican is president? Is it more likely or less likely that information in these files would prompt instant reappraisal of the Obama presidency and lead to further disillusionment with a media that is trusted by the American people rather less than they trust Trump? Indeed, is it more likely or less likely that the disclosure of the truth about the performance of the Obama administration and of its media palace guard would greatly enhance the credibility of Donald J. Trump over the former president and the likes of the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and all of the merry players in that band? It is very likely that all of those things, once all of this comes to pass. Trump, I don't want to call him a genius, but he knows how to read the crowd. He knows how to read the tea leaves. And he plays this game well. He plays the political game well. What he did, in a nutshell, was when he said that the Obama administration had wiretapped him, well, that would have to have been a given in order for them to have all this so-called information and intercepts about Trump and transcripts and all these other things they said that they had on him about Trump talking to this person and that person, which heads of state and prospective heads of state and incoming heads of state talk to each other all the time. They talk to their ambassadors, their members of their staff. Do senators do? You know, they all do. And it's not uncommon for that to happen. So knowing that, this is the web that Trump has woven for his people. So they're either going to have to back off of this Russian narrative and just let it politely go away, or they're going to have to admit that Obama knowingly wiretapped a candidate for the president of the United States. And they can get out there and make this noise about, well, you know, we have to keep tabs on people that might be helping foreign powers. Candidates that haven't been elected yet can't help anybody. There's a lot of Saudis right now that feel that way about Hillary. But hey, it's a new day after all. When we get back, there's a leftist New York Times columnist who may be facing some serious legal problems. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I haven't said enough about them lately. Right now, since the election of Trump, a lot of people were anticipating Clinton being president. So a lot of things are, since it became Trump, a lot of people are sitting on a lot of inventory. Everything they have at Ammunition Depot is already discounted, and everything they have, if it's on the website, it's in stock. So we all could do with a trip to Ammunition Depot just to get some ammo and go train. So think about that. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, there is a guy out there. His name is Nicholas Kristof. He is a New York Times columnist. Now, Trump takes a lot of grief for his tweeting. Kristof got from the New York Times got out there on Twitter, and he was asking anyone at the IRS to criminally leak Trump's tax return to be, you know, could that be solicitation of a felony? His tweet was as reads, but if you're in IRS and have a certain president's tax return that you'd like to leak, my address is New York Times, 620 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. That was retweeted 1,437 times and like 3,400 whatever. The solicitation of a crime usually carries penalties equivalent to the crime itself.
And, you know, here's a black letter type explanation of solicitation, which suggests a tweet may qualify, although that may or may not have been adjudicated anywhere. Person is guilty of solicitation to commit a crime if, with the purpose of promoting or facilitating its commission, he commands, encourages, or requests another person to engage in specific conduct which would constitute such crime or an attempt to commit such crime or which would establish his complicity in its commission or attempted commission. It is immaterial that the actor fails to communicate with the person he solicits to commit a crime if his conduct was designed to affect such a communication. Sort of wordy, but hey, whatever. Now that the Department of Justice is back in the business of enforcing the law, even against leftists, perhaps we will be reading more about the solicitation in the future. That would be nice, I think. Don't you? Coming from the desk of Josh Horowitz. He's out there trying to be reasonable again. I hate it when these gun grabbers try to be reasonable. This is he is the guy in charge of the Violence Policy Center. And, you know, after the Sandy Hook shooting, he claims that he convened a meeting to tackle a very complicated question. What does research actually tell us about the intersection of mental illness and gun violence? He writes, those who attended the meeting established the Consortium of Risk-Based Firearm Policy, a group of researchers and practitioners dedicated to developing evidence-formed policy proposals. And which of what, you know. They were trying to figure out what they knew about mental illness and how they could apply it to the gun control argument. Now, the researchers that he worked with taught him about the actual risks of violence among those living with mental illness, specifically the lack thereof. He learned that those with mental illnesses are more likely to be victims of violence than perpetrators. He found out that only 4% of interpersonal violence is attributable to mental illness alone. He's learned that those living with mental illness pose a greater risk to themselves than anyone else. He, Horowitz, realized that the gun violence prevention movement focuses less on preventing suicides, nearly two-thirds of all gun deaths, than they should. So now he has a better understanding of the discrimination, stigmatization, and even violence that people living with mental illness face. And he claims to have come to appreciate that mental illness is part of a person in the same way that race and national origin are. Diagnoses do not define individuals, but mental illness is not a choice. You can't choose where you come from, you can't choose what you look like, and you can't choose whether or not you have a mental illness. And, you know, according to him, nearly 20% of us have a mental illness in a given year. That's a lot of people. And I don't know if after that year runs out, if we just go back to being normal, according to him, you know. But when you think about that, see, this is what he's trying to get you to believe. If 20% of us can experience a mental illness per year, you know, 10% of us would be 32 million. So we're talking 64 million people. What a way to make a big dent, or not a big dent, what a way to make a big prohibited gun person list. Everything else he writes at that point, once you realize that he's trying to build a list to go against gun ownership, is interesting. It's interesting. He writes, the laws we support should be based on research and focused on dangerous behavior, not genetics, not diagnoses. Well, okay, that sounds almost reasonable, doesn't it? But how does he apply it? Well, he felt a lot of discomfort when he was listening to the recent public debate about the SSA, the Social Security Administration rule, that prohibited those with a mental health disability, which he forgets to say, nobody's been adjudicated of this, of course. They just have trouble keeping their checkbook, and that's how they know that they're mentally ill. That's how the mental health disability is. They have an appointed representative payee from purchasing or possessing firearms at that point. Once they have that representative payee, they can't buy a gun. And Congress has voted recently to repeal this. That was the Obama administration's effort to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. President Obama deserves a lot of credit, according to Mr. Horowitz, for doing everything in his power to reduce America's gun violence epidemic. But unfortunately, by focusing the prohibition directly on a mental health disability, the rule furthered the mistaken belief that mental illness is a major cause of violence. No, it didn't. Because, you know, there's a difference between being irresponsible and being mentally ill. And there's lots of people that are in their 20s and their 30s, 40s, 50s that don't know how to handle money. And it's only when you get to be in your 70s or your 80s, if you're on disability or something, and you're either on VA disability or Social Security disability, that they want to get out there. And if they can't pay you directly, then they're going to decide you're mentally disabled. So what they're trying to do is create more prohibited persons. But nice try, Josh. We're not working to stigmatize mental illness. You are. You just want more prohibited people. And we understand that. And you just got rolled back, brother. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
One more time. Back we come. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Oh, yeah. This is where you go to take that AR-15 to the next level. And that's not the only gun they have parts for. Go check them out. I've never met a gun owner that's bemoaned the fact that he carries a gun besides myself. It can be uncomfortable sometimes. But it is a voluntary thing, after all. No one forces you to carry a gun. Every morning when you wake up, you make the conscious decision to be a law-abiding, concealed carrier. That comes with some added responsibilities. So, what are some things that the average concealed carrier has to face and deal with that other average unarmed Joe Q publics probably don't? Number one. You going to stop by that bar on the way home from work? Well, you have to lock up the gun if you do that. In a lot of professions where people work close together, it's not at all uncommon for a group to stop by a bar after hours and catch a beer together. Concealed carriers know alcohol and guns don't mix, and some states outright prohibit a concealed carrier from entering an alcohol-serving establishment. Others prohibit a concealed carrier from having even a single drink while carrying a gun. You know where you stand on that issue because you stay educated about your state's laws. So, unfortunately, for a majority of law-abiding concealed carriers, that either means locking up the gun in a safe, at home, or in the vehicle. People who don't carry guns generally don't have to think about where their gun is located. It's secured somewhere. Concealed carrier always has to pay attention to where his gun is located, where he is, and what he is doing. It is not a responsibility that a lot of people may relish, but it is something that we have to do. Number two, situational awareness isn't a part-time job for a concealed carrier. Everyone should pay attention to their surroundings. That would truly be ideal. But if you've ever sat on a bus or train or just walked down the street, you see a lot of people with their faces pressed into their smartphones, oblivious to the outside world. As a concealed carrier, we cannot fall into that kind of complacency. When seconds matter, we have to be aware of our surroundings so that we can react in a safe and responsible manner. And that means that sometimes we have to break away from that really nice, entertaining video or that interesting news article or from a conversation to just pay attention to what's going on around us. The only early warning system that we have is our five senses, and we need to keep those senses sharp and completely dialed in. Number three, if we're in the middle of a heated argument, that needs to be de-escalated, and sometimes that means you get called a name, a nasty name as a result. Whereas the average guy or gal has a choice of taking that heated argument to the next level, a concealed carrier does not. just because you're right doesn't remove the responsibility that you have to ensure violence is always a last resort. We are ethically and morally responsible for every bullet that leaves our gun. If we have the capability of assessing that a situation is getting heated, we have a responsibility to walk away from it. So long as our lives are not in direct danger at the time, we have the ability to walk away. And that means that we should. This means that when a guy cuts you off in traffic, you got to cool your jets. You can't chase him down. You can't scream at him. If you're tailgating at a sports game and a group of guys want to start calling your team nasty names, you have to be the grown-up. When your buddy decides he's had enough of another guy's flack and tries to draw you into a potentially bad situation, you have to be the voice of reason. This is not something to take lightly at all. It's a responsibility because we are law-abiding and we are gun carriers. Number four, we have to be, and unfortunately this is where a lot of us lose it, we have to be conscious of the state line that we're crossing. Now, the vast majority of Americans never think twice about driving over the line into another state. Because we have this great system of roads and rails and planes, why wouldn't we answer that call to adventure, huh? As a concealed carrier, crossing the wrong state line can result in felony charges, and it doesn't matter if the road only winds into New Jersey or New York for 2 miles. If you're pulled over, and you're going to be charged with a crime if you're not permitted to carry in those states. And you won't be permitted to carry in those states unless you're from those states. And then if you drive into one versus the other, you're still going to get arrested because you can't even drive from New York to New Jersey with a permit for one or the other and it be valid. That also applies to magazine capacity. When you drive into a state where you may be able to carry, but they have a magazine capacity law, well, then guess what? You got to abide by that. That's why I have 3 10-round magazines for my Glock 17. However, in the event that I were to go there, I would probably just take this. I'd probably just take the Nighthawk because it's got an 8-round capacity. I don't have to do anything special with it. Even if you're permitted to drive a line into a state like Massachusetts, you have to comply with that Massachusetts gun law. And they have ridiculous restrictions on how many rounds you can have in your magazine. These are things an officer of the law will cite you for when charges come up. It's very important for you to understand that the wrong turn can lead to a lifetime of legal regrets. Number five. If deadly force is being used against you, you can fight back. When an armed robber sticks a gun into the face of a cashier, clerk, or customer, they usually only have one choice, which is to comply. He has a choice as to whether or not to shoot them. As a concealed carrier, you have the opportunity to exercise deadly force to defend yourself. That is one of the rarest things in the world for the majority of people on this planet. In almost every single country on planet Earth, might makes right. If a bad guy has a gun, he wins, and everybody else loses. However, here in these United States, a law-abiding concealed carrier can be in that special place where he can use his own gun to fight back. And that comes with its own risks, and that's something no concealed carrier takes lightly. Just because you draw a gun doesn't mean you win a gunfight. Just because you're ready to fight for your life doesn't mean you're going to survive that. It's something that haunts the back of nearly every concealed carrier when he steps foot out the door. Do you think about that when you go out the door carrying a gun? Are you going to maybe die today trying to defend your own life or the life of another? That unique predicament stems from one source, and that's all choice. And as you read the news and see what happens in the world around you, take a moment and appreciate that you have that choice. But with that choice comes responsibility. And I don't really have, anything bad to say about that. I simply say that, you know, you guys are already practicing that every day, all day. That part of it is a given. So, these are things we should think about. Yeah. Things we should think about. As concealed carriers. Now, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. We're going to discuss all the things happening in the big world of guns. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.